USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The many troubles of the world were remembered by Pope Francis, who asked for peace in his traditional Easter blessing. The Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic started. On Palm Sunday, he begged for an Easter truce in Ukraine. After 7 weeks of fighting, Mariupol may fall to Russian troops. About 2,500 Ukrainian fighters are believed to be holding out there and refusing to surrender. Russia says they will annihilate them. In the West, more evidence of war crimes in places like Bucha. And there's still a shortage of heavy weaponry in Ukraine, with promises that more will be arriving soon. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the CDC. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. A suspect has been arrested after 14 people were injured during a shooting at a South Carolina mall on Saturday. Dwayne Price was one of three men who had been identified as people of interest and may face additional charges. Police officials indicate there may be at least one more suspect tied to the shooting. Police have also updated the victim count from 12 to 14, including 9 with gunshot wounds. 5 other victims had injuries, including broken bones and lacerations, after a stampede trying to run from the mall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Some school math books are in question in Florida.
The Florida Department of Education said that the state rejected 54 math textbooks out of 132 that were submitted. 28 of the books were rejected because they incorporate prohibited topics or unsolicited strategies, including critical race theory. Among the other reasons why the math books were rejected, the inclusion of social-emotional learning and Common Core. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis praised the department's actions, while Democrats slammed them.
Sweden and Finland are reacting to Russia's invasion of Ukraine by saying they might join NATO.
The Russians say they will deploy nuclear weapons to the region should the pair of countries join the alliance. Recent polls in both of those countries show growing support to join NATO after years of hesitation against joining any military alliance. Senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, Elizabeth Brough, sees fear in Russia's threats. She tells CBS News it doesn't look like either country will let those threats affect their decision-making.
The Russian threats really seem mostly Russian fear of the two joining NATO, like it's using its last tools to try to prevent them from joining, but they are absolutely undeterred. I should say Finland is absolutely undeterred in saying they are having the conversation, they decide in a few weeks' time. Sweden hasn't been that clear yet.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.